Balos Chomer, when it has the upside down nuns and the Vahibin Soa, because it wasn't supposed to be there. And in other words, Moshe, after he made the Chatzotzrot, which he thought were going to be used primarily for war, when to blow for Rosh Chodesh and the Beis HaMikdash, he thought they were going to be used for holy purposes and travel, but I didn't realize there were going to be 40 years of travel. But after the Bnei Yisrael complained for nothing, and they constantly, three times in a row, bourcheed against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu got the feeling that things are not going well and that we're not going to be going directly to Eretz Yisrael. And so Moshe then, again, when they were complaining about the meat, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, what's the big deal? But Moshe says a crazy thing. He says, "Im koch ad oseli hargeni na harog imotzasi chem beinecha be'alarabarasi." In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Kill me if this is what you're going to do to me. That this is the type of approach that I'm going to have to deal with my whole life." And what he understood from that point that they weren't going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and he was going to have a life that wasn't going to go anywhere. That it was going to be just constantly serving the people who were going to be constantly complaining. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Esfali shiv mish mizikne Yisrael, asher adati im zikne yom v'shotrov lakachto sam elo amoyed v'satzfu shamimach." In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "You'll make 70 zikanim, you'll go with you. You're not going to have to bear the people alone." And this is what happened, that he established the shiv zikanim. And from that time, we've had a Sanhedrin all through the Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, that were able to help Moshe. Now, how did they help Moshe? By helping to distribute Torah, by helping to give forth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the people, the command of following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the essence of the Shiv Mish. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was helped. That Torah is our help. That whether it's physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, the answer is always Torah. And just as Moshe Rabbeinu thought that through the Chatzotzrot he was just going to be blowing the Beis HaMikdash, but that's been delayed. But Amir Tzashem, in our time, we'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us soon. As soon as we start to follow the dictates of Moshe through the Sanhedrin, that we live a Torah life rather than some other type of life, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will finally come and redeem us and bring us into Eretz Yisrael immediately. Good night, Shabbos.